Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Gulf Coast Surf Report. So I'm going coffee free today. I got some blood work I got to do in about a week, and they want everything to be clean, so no coffee, no alcohol, no sugar, etc., etc. So yeah, kind of missing that coffee right now. But we're going to soldier through and get the surf report knocked out. Hey, starting with the Gulfsters. Today on Wednesday, I just see a couple small ripples in the water this morning, but you might see a little bump later in the day as these onshore winds pick up a little bit. For tomorrow on Thursday, we have a long wind field out in the Gulf. It's going to be pushing up a good size 7 to 8 second swell, but strong onshore winds are going to make for kind of chunky conditions. Looking ahead, on Friday, those winds are going to shift in the north and ease a little, and that should leave us with a fun little 8 to 9 second leftover swell. We may even have a little bump in the water for Saturday morning, but that's going to be about it from the leftovers. Then we're back to flat for the rest of the weekend. Up on the panhandle, we have some knee-high little wind swell coming in from some brisk onshore morning winds. Now, those winds are going to shift to the west as the day goes on and strengthen. And that might kick up a little bigger cross-shore wind swell by the end of the day. Not going to be anything great, but might be a little bump. It's not looking too organized out there. But if you're really jonesing for just anything that'll float aboard. Those winds are going to turn offshore for tomorrow. And there might be a couple a.m. leftovers in the water for Thursday morning, but probably not too much. So be sure to check the cams before heading out if you want to hit some of those little leftovers. Now looking ahead, we drop off for Friday, and we're going to stay small all the way through the weekend. But for the entire Gulf, we have a potential area of low pressure that might bring us a little surf for early next week. So stay tuned on that, and I will be back on Friday to give you an update and let you know if it still looks like that area of low pressure might bring us a little something for next week. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.